Chevron Texaco, already the world's fifth-largest oil company, said today that it is buying one of its smaller competitors, Unocal. It'll pay $16.4 billion in cash and stock. Chevron Texaco beat out several rivals to acquire Unocal. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, the surge in oil prices and economic growth in Asia drove the deal.
Unocal is one of the country's oldest oil companies. Once known as Union Oil of California, Unocal developed the first oil tanker and it had the first petroleum laboratory in the West. The company today is a shadow of its former self, having sold off much of its refining and marketing capacity during the past two decades to pay debts. But it still has substantial reserves of oil and gas, and with prices climbing to record levels, that's very attractive to energy companies. Philip Verleger is a consultant to the oil industry.
The major oil companies have been desperately looking for additional reserves. They've been making huge sums due to the recent price increase, and they haven't been able to find places to really invest it. Unocal had a whole set of good opportunities, both in Thailand and some in the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Several major oil companies tried to buy Unocal, including one from Italy and one from China. But in the end, it was California-based Chevron Texaco that prevailed. Chevron is already the second biggest U.S. oil company, having acquired Gulf Oil in 1984 and Texaco in 2001. Chief Executive David O'Reilly said the acquisition of Unocal was an especially good fit. He said it will give Chevron huge new reserves in the Gulf of Mexico, but also in parts of the former Soviet Union and Southern Asia.
More than 50% of both production and reserves are located in Asia, in the world's fastest growing region economically, with good long-term prospects.
The acquisition comes on a day when oil is selling for more than $57 a barrel on the New York market, and some oil industry analysts are predicting it could top $100 a barrel during this cycle. A report by Goldman Sachs last week warned that oil could be entering what it called a super spike period. Philip Verleger says that the long consolidation in the oil business may have left many companies so large they've become less adventurous, less willing to take risks to find more reserves. But Verleger says he's not worried that will happen this time.
Unocal was such a small company relative to these other companies. It just doesn't make a big difference. And in fact, it may actually lead to greater production and supply because Chevron Texaco has probably better people and more cash.
Whatever happens, Chevron Texaco says the acquisition will help its bottom line in at least one sense. The company says it hopes to save $325 million a year through economies of scale, which is likely to mean layoffs. The company didn't say how many people would be affected, but the merger of Chevron and Texaco 4 years ago resulted in thousands of lost jobs. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.